Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Friday, the 7th of March at 6:31. Happy International Women's Weekend. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to senior female leaders from Mastercard, Ashford Castle and our very own government. And all the markets as usual after a mad week of tariffs and threats. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the inexhaustible and diligent company of Kate English, the chief economist with Deloitte. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Joe.
Happy IWD.
Thank you.
Shall we start with another senior lady who made a big decision yesterday, Christine Lagarde? ECB rates were cut. We expected that.
We expected this.
And it's had an impact on the euro.
25 basis points cut was announced yesterday. We expected this. And it's their sixth cut since June of last year. So it brings us down to 2.65 if you're looking at the refinancing rate for it. So they were down from over our peak was 4.5% last year. So quite a significant change. Two main things came out of it from me is one, will this be the last of our cuts for a little while? There is a little bit of a signalling coming through that there could be an element of a pause. Again, this doesn't surprise me because we're now down quite significantly.
Yeah.
They're not done completely, but I wouldn't be expecting a cut next time round. The second one that also came through from yesterday was they always release updated forecasts with their announcement as well. And we saw that there was another downward revision to the outlook for European growth this year and next year, which again doesn't surprise us, but it is interesting to see that confirmed in the data.
It's definitely not an overheating economy. It may be here, but it's definitely not there.
Yeah, so very, very interesting to see that come through. And I think many people will be looking to, well, what does this actually mean for me? If you were a mortgage holder, it's obviously good news that we're seeing interest rates pull back a little bit further. And it's always really difficult to find out what it means for you as an individual. But if we were to take a really just crude example of it, look at someone on a tracker mortgage, 309,000. If they were previously on a mortgage interest rate of 4.5%, they would have been paying 1,570 a month. Now at that 2.5% mark, it's only 1,250. So a saving of 320 per month.
That adds up.
It adds up. Now, as I said, that's a very crude calculation of this.
And they have further to go. I was interested that the fact is that the euro has had a very strong week. Now, that has very little to do with the ECB, I suspect, and more to do with Germany.
The euro has had a very strong week. And also, remember, European stocks have done really well over the last few weeks as well.
Better than their cousins across the Atlantic.
You're right. We saw a really large shift in Germany this week. And I think it surprised people the extent of change that they were willing to make. And a lot of this focused around the debt brake that you might have heard quite a lot of commentary on.
Yeah.
And it's almost opening up the barrier to allow more spending to stimulate that economy. As we would have spoken about previously as well, there was a big focus on defence.
Mm-hmm.
And that ties into our European summit that would have taken place yesterday too, where there also was critically a language around one of the mechanisms to allow defence increased spending in Europe was to allow more fiscal space.
Yeah, the so-called Stability and Growth Pact is being savagely relaxed.
Yes, in terms of that you can increase your spending, you can borrow, accumulate more debt, but it will not trigger other European debt rules that are there.
Mm-hmm.
And that is quite significant. This is a huge shift for Europe this week.
Yeah.
And as you rightly said, Germany. And Germany needs it. They contracted, their economy contracted in 2024 by minus 0.3%, the same in 2023. And growth outlook as of recent forecasts for this year were also really poor. They weren't to get to that even 1% growth mark.
Meanwhile, in this country, our economy continues to tick along nicely.
Really good and positive data out from the CSO yesterday. So we got what the quarterly national accounts figure. So we would have got it for Q4 2024, but also our first now insight into 2024 as a whole. And what did we see from it? Well, surprisingly, GDP was stronger than what we expected, 1.2%. But if we place that to the side, because GDP, remember, is often very volatile in the Irish context.
A lot of profit repatriation.
Yes,
in that, yeah.
We look to modified domestic demand that's much more reflective of on-the-ground domestic growth. And that showed a growth rate of 2.7%.
Yeah.
That keeps us at the top of that league table in Europe. Again, critically, strong consumer private consumption figures came out from it, a growth rate of 2.3%.
Mm.
Showing that our consumers are continuing to spend. So it places us on quite solid footing as we enter into
for the global tariff war.
What is going to be a potentially difficult year, and we know that external risks have increased significantly since the start of the year.
Meanwhile, across the Atlantic, US employers have been letting a lot of people go, and of course a lot of them would be government employees fired by Elon Musk.
Yeah, we had really interesting labour data out from the US this week, and it came in a few different parts. So if we saw actually earlier in the week where there was new jobs, private jobs created was announced, and that saw an increase of just 77,000. And why that struck people is because the expectation for that was 148,000 people. So half that. That's quite significant. Then we also saw that there would have been a spike in your jobless claims, initial jobless claims, so people who are applying for benefits. That spiked last week. The data for this week saw a pullback in it. It decreased by about 22,000 persons, or 21,000 persons, but it was still a higher number than what the US has been previously used to.
Mm.
And finally, there was another data set that looked at the unemployment compensation for federal employees. And this reported a really high spike. It was actually up to its high, a four-year high.
That's because they've let so many go. Tens of thousands just fired overnight.
Yeah, and when we add to this, when I first saw this data come out, my mind goes back to other economic indicators that we would have spoken about previously. The savings ratio in the US is a lot lower than what it is here and what they would have been pre-COVID. There's a higher level of credit card debt and a higher level of credit card delinquency rate.
As in meaning more than 90 days behind or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, meaning people are not paying back some of that debt. Mm. Now, it's not an alarming levels, but it shows there's a vulnerability there when it comes to the US consumer and the US labour market. So if some of these data indicators that we would have spoken about continue in a negative path, it places a big question mark over the strength of that economy.
It does.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.